Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're Yud Ches Amid Beis. We're on the third bottom line. We're talking about whether or not Mesim know what's going on in this world. So, we said yesterday we had a fascinating story over there, but in the beginning of yesterday's Daf, Rabbi Yonason had not really felt that way. Rabbi Yonason had said, right, that Rabbi Yonason had said that the Mesim don't know anything. So now the Gemara says, V'af Rabbi Yonason Hadar Bei. He took it back, by the way. He retracted. Why? How do you know the Mesim do talk to each other and do know what's going on? Shinemar it says, Vayomer Hashem, this is at the end of the Torah. Vayomer Hashem Elov, Zos Ha'aret Asher Nishbati La'Avraham L'Yitzchak U'L'Yaakov Lamar. Hashem tells the Jewish people, this is the land that I promised Avraham to Yaakov Lamar. What does it mean Lamar? My Lamar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech, if you die, Emor Lahem, L'Avram, L'Yitzchak, U'L'Yakov, Shavua Shenishbati Lahem, Kvar Kiyamti Livnechem. I made a promise to them, and I'm keeping the promise. Now, V'Tzal K'dayitach D'lo Yadi, if they don't know, so Ki Amar Lahu, my Hava. What? What's the difference? If Moshe is going to tell them, they don't know what's going on. El, or rather, my diadi. They do know what's going on, and they're waiting. And they're, what's going to be? Is Hashem going to keep that promise or not? What's going to be? Obviously, they know what's going on in this world. So then if they know, right? So lamali lamemalahu. So then why do they have to tell them? If they know, they'll watch and see. They'll see them cross over the yard, and they'll see them come in. What does Moshe have to tell them for? The answer is, you're right. Yeah, kiddat lachzuke le tovutu lamoshe. To give Moshe a pat on the back. To give him, he's the one who's going to come tell them, look at this. I took them out, and here we go, and now it's going to happen. The promise came true. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha-mesaper achre ha-meis, whoever talks about a meis, talk about a meis, kilu mesaper achre evans, they're talking about the stone over there. They're talking about a stone. Ikka de'amri de'lo yadi, some say they don't know. Some say they know, they couldn't care less. Right? That stone doesn't care that you're talking about it. So too with Mason. Ain't he, is that true? Bummer of Papa, Chad Ishtoi Mil said Basre de Mar Shmuel. There was once a guy who spoke ill of Mar Shmuel. And right away, a beam from the roof fell down. Ubizala Arnaka, the Muchye, and it hit him in the head and killed him. Obviously, on some level, there was some kind of payback for that, right? So he went, yeah, that wasn't Shmuel that did that. Shiny Tzurba Marabanan, it was that, yeah, he was a Tamach Chacham. The Kudshubrichu Tava Biyikre. Hashem took offense at that. Not the person. The person couldn't care less. Hashem took offense. That's not how you talk about Talmidei Chacham. Next. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Kol HaMesaper Achar Mitasan Shel Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Anyone who talks bad about the after Talmidei Chacham die, right? You speak bad after Talmidei Chacham die. No, fall to Gehenim. They fall to Gehenim. Shneamar, because it says, "Vahamatim akalkalosam." Okay, so the pasuk starts off in the sign of the Gemara, but it says, "Hetiva Hashem latovim." Hashem does good to the good, right? Ula Yesharim Billy Boat. Some of those have a good heart. Now, the pasuk picks up. V'amatem akalkalosam, and those that speak bad, Yolichem Hashem is poly oven, Shalom HaYisrael. Which means, Afilu b'shah sheshalom HaYisrael, even though there's peace in Yisrael, but Yolichem Hashem is poly oven. Hashem will pay back those that speak bad about Talmidei Chachamim. Tana Deveri Rishmal, it's a famous Gemara. Im ra'isa Talmud Chacham, if you see a Talmud Chacham, Sha'avar Aveira Balayla, that did an Aveira at night, Al taharher acharav bayom. Don't think about him during the day. In other words, don't think to yourself, what a fraud. Right? Don't think that. Shema asa tshuva. Maybe he did tshuva. Right? Hey, that the Shari Yonah says, an L, we could speak out Shari Yonah's. But the Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva, says like this. V'lo yimatzei ichur ha-tshuva zulasi ba'amei ha-aretz. You only find people that delay tshuva, only the Amoratim do that. Normal people don't do that. Asher heim yishenim shochvim, they're going to sleep. Lo yeshivu alibchem, They don't waste any time. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings a mashal. There's a bunch of guys in the prison, right? A bunch of guys in the prison, and they decide the prisoners decide they're gonna make an escape. So what do? They build a tunnel, and they dig out under the prison, and they come up, and there are three. The next morning, the warden comes. They're doing a roll call in the morning, and they see there's one guy still there. So the warden says, "What's going on over here?" He says, "Everybody escaped last night." So what about you? He says, "No, I was afraid." Warden says, "What's the matter with you? You had a chance to get out of here. You didn't go. What the fuck are the fool of you? You have a chance to do tshuva. You sit around. It's unbelievable, Marshall. Right? Guess what's going on over here? The Talmud Chacham, I'm not a fool. Listen, nobody's perfect. Maybe made a mistake. He's entitled to make, everyone makes mistakes. You see, we're going to see in a minute what kind of person this is. Now they're going to say, Shemesal Gedaitach? Maybe? Ela Vaday Asa Tshuva. No, it's a Vaday he did Tshuva. So the then Yaakov says, what we're talking about is, if somebody does a sin in public, then the Tshuva has to be in public, says the Ein Yaakov. So what's going on over here? You have a neighbor who's a big tzaddik, and you happen to walk by, you saw him doing something that wasn't really I'm a little surprised at that. Such a thing, you should think to yourself, he did tshuva for that. Right? No, nobody's perfect, made a mistake. For sure, the tshuva on that. A public mistake, that you have to wait until he does a tshuva in public. The guy's so brazen. Right? In other words, the case is, you're the only one who knows he did that aveira. You're the only one who knows. Your neighbor, you saw something, no one else saw. Nobody's perfect. In the morning, you should realize he must have done tshuva. A public sin. Public sin only if he does tshuva in public. Then, behind him, he'll be dvar b'shev agufo. Afal b'mamona. But if it has to do with money, ad d'mahad d'lamare. It has to be until he returns the money. So the Chassam Sofer says, he stole money? Stole money, he's not a tzaddik. If you rip somebody off, he's not a tzaddik. What do you mean, stole money? So he says there must be some kind of lefnim ishuras adin situation. He didn't steal money. You hold up a bank, even if it's at night, no one saw. That's not a tzaddik. Must be that some kind of issue happened. He doesn't have to return it. Halacha says not. The whole stuff. All right, let's make sure it's a din. So, when it's not sure it's a din, when he returns the money, then you know he did tshuva. Tamachacham. Sorry, Tamachacham. Right? So he says, I'll tell you what he says. He says, Lo ra Tamachacham shu ganav v'gazlan. There's no such thing as Tamachacham was a ganav and a gazlan. No such thing. Back then, no such thing. V'mira shagana v'gazlan ain't a tamachacham. If someone is a thief, he's not a tamachacham. To go hand in hand, you can't be a thief and be a tamachacham. U'mahara lo b'yom v'layla, I feel him of zero. By such a person, you can take whatever you want by day, by night, even if you return the money. Why? Because he's a thief, right? He says ain't a chash of tamachacham. Ain't a b'chazaka she'asa tshuva. What we're talking about is a lufnim ishur is a din situation. Then you don't have to think good about him until he returns the money. Right? But if he stole, held you up, even if he returns it, you don't have to think good about him. Okay. From Yeshua ben Levi. Now that we spoke about this issue, we're going to go to a little bit of a tangent. The main action on this daf is on Amud Beis. The main action is really the very end of today's daf. About you'll see what it's about. That's nothing to do with Pesachos Brachos, that's for sure. Amud Yeshua ben Levi. B'chav dalet mechomos, in 24 places, Bezdin menadin al kavod harav, Bezdin would put someone in chayrim for violating kavod harav. V'kulon sheninu b'mishnasenu, and they're all in Mishnayos. So, if you want to know, we're only going to talk about three of these cases. There are 24. The Gros cites 24 cases. Amalei Rabbi Lazar, heicha amalei. Where are these 24? It says l'chi tishkach. Go look for them. Nafak he went. Dak va'ashet. He found three cases. Number one, hamezalzel b'latinat yedayim. Somebody's mezalzel on tilas yedayim. Number two, v'amisaper acharim mitasan shal tamid chachamim, or you speak bad about tamid chachamim. And number three, v'amegis daito klapim ala, or you're very brazen to Hashem. V'amisaper acharim mitasan shal tamid chachamim. Ayhi, what's that case where somebody spoke bad about tamid chachamim? Ditnan, hu haya omer. He said, who's he? He is Akavi ben Mahalalel, right? He's an early Tana. He lived during the times of the second Beit HaMikdash. So he said, Ein Mashkin We do not, if a woman is a sota, if a woman is suspected of being a sota, so what do? We have to give her a drink, right? A drink with water and dirt, and you put Hashem's name in there, and you give it to her to drink. Says Akavi ben Mahalalel, Ein mashkin lovat ha-giores v'lovat ha-mishukhreres. You have a giores, or a freed servant, they don't get to drink that drink. And he learned it out of a puzzle. Okay? V'chachamim omrim mashkin. The Chacham said, no, they can drink. They do drink. What? The Jews. They used to not be Jews, but they're Jews right now, so what's the difference? V'amrlo, ma'iseh be'karkamis, there was a story in Karkamis, v'shivcha ha'meshukhreres, right, be'Yerushalayim, that she was a shivcha ha'meshukhreres, and she came to Yerushalayim, v'ishku ha'shemayah v'avtalion, and Shemayah and Avtalion gave her the drink. Right? V'amalahem, and Akavya said about them, dugma hishkuha. In other words, what is a dugma? Dugma is an example. They gave her to drink because they were gerim. They will come from gerim. They wanted to show that, so when it came up, in other words, what he's saying, he's accusing them of being personal. The halacha to them was a personal thing. They were ben gerim, or gerim themselves. They wanted to show that the gay might treat equally. So when this woman walked in, a shivcha, who used to be a guy, they gave her the drink. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Dugma Hishkua, Al Shahayu Domim Lahem, because they were similar to them. In what way were they similar? They were similar, they're all not FFBs. None of these people are FFBs, right? None of them are from birth. So, right? Shahayu Shmaya Bavtalya mi Bnei Banav Shal Sancheirev. They might have been from birth by themselves, but either the machlokas, if they were descended from Sancheirev, or they themselves were Geirev. Anyway, can we begin Paragon and Zakin? Tosfos has a completely different pshat. Tosfos says, no. Pirish Rashi, look at Rashi. Look at the last Tosfos. Pirish Rashi, Lefi Shahaisa Giores Kimosam. They were Giorim like them. Shahayu Geirev. V'chein Mashma Bi Yerushalmi B'mod Katan Ma'u Dugmat Dekava Sei. The dugma means that they were gerim just like her, and therefore they felt the same. They felt like a little bit of a kinship. Baruch Pirish dugma hishkua meitzeva. Now, Tosfos, that's not what it means. It means they gave her a fake drink. They gave her a fake thing. Avaloha you morim mami. Really, the bitter waters. V'lo machaku hatorah aleha. They didn't erase Hashem's name for them. Ella liira osa. Rather, they did it to frighten her. She knew, oh my goodness, they're making me drink that? All right, I'll confess. But really, it didn't work. So what's the knock? The Raifet says, so what's the zilzel? The zilzel is because she'll drink, and she's not going to die, and everybody knows she's a runaround, and this whole Torah is baloney, right? It's supposed to make the woman die. That's not really the thing. Of course it's not going to make her die. So that's the zilzal. But the machlokas Rashi and the Aruch over here, what the zilzal was. Anyway, because he said that, v'dinidinuhu, they put him in cherem, umeis b'niduyav, and he died in cherem. V'salklu bezdin es arono, and bezdin put a stone by his aron. It was some kind of marker to show that he was put in cherem. Okay? Next case. So what we're going to get to that. Next case. Hamezalzal in the Tilas Yudayim Ahi. What's the story of Zilzal in the Tilas Yudayim? Ditnan. Amr Yehuda. Wait a minute. Chas v'shalom. Shakavi mahalal niznadna. Chas v'shalom. You have the story wrong. It wasn't him. He's a big tzaddik. He's a tana. He's quoted in Shas here and there. It can't be. You have the story wrong. It's not. Shein Azar Nelas. I'll call Adam Yisrael. B'chachmo b'tayra b'yira b'kichek kachavi ben mahalalo. There was nobody. There was nobody that was as great as Akavi ben mahalalo. When they were coming to Beis Hamikdash on Erev Pesach to bring the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, and the gates would open, he was number one. He was number one. So asks the Ben Yehoyada. So what if he was number one? So what? We don't show favorites. You do something horrible like that, you belittle, besmirch, to Midrash Chachamim, you get put in Cherem. I don't care he's number one. What kind of statement? So he's listening. So what? So he gives two answers. The first he says is that the first Israel says, it's impossible. It's a stira. You can't be the greatest on one hand and commit a crime like that. You can't be the number one guy in Klal Yisrael and belittle Talmidei Chachamim. That usually doesn't happen. Then he says he says that the Maariv Chai says he had all the criteria of a Zaken Mamre except for one. Which one, I don't know. But he says he wasn't really a partial Zaken Mamre over here. So since he's not a full Zaken Mamre, the Bezdin had the right. It was up to them. So for all that Akav and Mahalal did for them, they never would have put him in Cheru. Right? Okay, so listen, he's a little bit getting old. He's getting a little bit senile. He's saying things he really shouldn't be saying. We're not going to put him in Cheru for that. Okay? That's how they answer it. Anyway, Ella as me nido, who did they put in Cheru? As Elazar ben Chano. Elazar ben Chano. Who, we don't know who this person is. Anyway, Shapit Pik Ben Atilas Yadayim. He was busy tumbling. No, I don't like the Atilas Yadayim. Ukishemes, Shalchu Bezin, when he died, the Bezin claimed, Vinichu Aron, Vinichu Evan Gedola Al Arono, and he put a stone on his grave, which is some kind of mark of Bezoyan. Landachosha Kala Meznade Umeis Pinaduyov, Bezin Sokol and Esarono. Bezin will remove, Bezin will make a mark on your Aron. And when everybody comes to visit the cemetery, right, and they see that, oh, what a tragedy, right? He's dead.
Who said
he's a Talmud Chacham?
What?
No, Akavian. That's why we said he had the story wrong. That couldn't have been true. That's not a true story. Now, Amegis Daito Klapimala. What's the case of being Megis Daito, meaning being very brazen in front of Hashem? Mahi, what's that? Ditnan, everybody knows this. Shalach lo l'Shimon ben Shetach, l'choni hamagel. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni hamagel. We all know the story. He was complaining it wasn't raining. He said to Hashem, that's not the rain I want. I want this kind of rain. It's very, very particular with Hashem. Tarachat l'iznados. We should put you in Cheru. Because you're bothering Hashem for no reason. You're being hard on Hashem, so to speak. So mo l'choni ata guzreni alecha nidoi. Not for the fact that you're choni, I'd put you in Cheru. You sin in front of Hashem. You tell Hashem, no, I don't want rain like that. That's too soft. That's too hard. So you say that. And also, Hashem does whatever you say anyway. But the little boy, whatever he does wrong, it's all look how cute he is. Right? The father does whatever the son wants. Same thing. Really, you deserve a smack. However, how can I smack you when Hashem's not smacking you? Right? How happy the father and mother, so happy the little boy is making them happy. So it says, Vesu Lekha? So the only cases you found in Shas about, in Mishnayos, about people that are brazen and went against the Chachamim, for Ikka the following, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Tudus Ish Romi, Tudus the man of Rome, hit against B'nai Romi, he told the B'nai Romi, he told the guys in Rome that they should eat roasted meat on Pesach night. Zecher to the Karban Pesach in Rome. And we don't do that because we don't want anyone to think that we're shechting Karban Pesach in Rome or in Woodmere. We don't want anyone to think that. So we don't allow that. He allowed it. Shalach le'lashim enchetach. Il male tutazata. If not for the fact that you're a great person, how can I argue on you? Because you're giving the impression that you're eating kachim b'chutz. You're making people think that you shechted the carbon Pesach and that you're eating a carbon Pesach. Everybody knows you don't eat roasted meat on Pesach night. Everybody knows that. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, but Mishmaseinu kamrinon. I'm only talking about Mishnayos. Faha b'raisa, that was a b'raisa. Ubmasnis and lecha, that's it. Voika the following, that nan chatchu chulius. So the halacha is like this. If you have an earthenware vessel, and the earthenware vessel cannot become tame. If an earthenware vessel becomes tame, the only way to get the tumma away from it is to break it. Okay? So he broke it. And now he's going to reattach it. Once it's broken, all the pieces are broken. Now he's going to reattach it. So, chatcho chulios, v'nashnu chul ben chulio l'chulio. And then you put sand, you formed it with sand in between each piece. So therefore what? Rabbi Eliezer mitaher, v'chacham mitamen. It's a machlokas. Look at Rashi. The Rashi's right here. Chatcho chulios. Tanir shel cheres, it was an oven, let's say, an oven made out of earthenware. Shu'asa ki kli, umataltel, a small little portable type of oven, that was a kli, right? In other words, if it's attached to the ground, it's not a kli, it's too big. It was a kli, a movable thing. B'tchilas b'riyaso min atit, it was originally made out of some kind of tit, you know, dirt, whatever. Umitzarso b'kivshon, kishar kaderos. And it was formed in a oven, like other pots. V'im nitma, and if it became tamei, hud strichu hakasa of netitza. The only way you can get rid of the tumah is by breaking it. Once you break it, it's no longer a kli, the tumah goes away. V'im nitisu b'inyin zeh, you broke it. She'chotcho saviv saviv k'chul yitagulos, but you broke it into pieces. V'chazar v'chibro b'tit shelchol, and then you reformed it using sand. Ben chulya l'chulya. In between each piece, you made sand to form it. Rabbi Eliezer mitar olamis. Rabbi Eliezer says this thing is never going to become tamei. She'ena og klicheres. It's not a klicheres anymore. Why? Because it's partially made with sand. Sand is not makabel tuma. Shelo nisraf bekivshon. It was never formed in an oven. The chacham mitaren. The chacham say no. The screws that you put together, that doesn't. The kli doesn't go by that. The kli goes. What's the kli made out of? 90% of it is cheres. The 10% that holds the pieces together, that's made out of sand. That doesn't mean that the whole kli now is tar. It can never become tameh because it's not a makabel tumah. Absolutely not. And Rabbi Eliezer said, yeah. Right? Really, since part of the material can't be makabel tumah, and by the way, without this material, the whole thing falls apart. Right? Therefore, it's never going to become tameh. Both agree that now it's tar. Right, the fact that it was tameh yesterday before it was broken, irrelevant. Now it's tar. Now if a mace falls on top of it, Rabbi Eliezer would say it's still tar. It's simply not makabel tumah. Okay? And v'zeo tana shel achnai. This is the famous oven of achnai that a baskel came out and said, Rabbi Eliezer's right. And the walls of the basement started to cave in, and the stream flowed the other way, and the tree got uprooted. All these, he was right. However, Torah is a lot not in the Shemayim. Torah is not, the tree can't paskin, and the river can't paskin, and the walls of a Beis HaMikdash can't paskin. What can paskin? The majority. And he was ruled, and he was voted down. Not only that, where am I? My achnai, what does it mean achnai? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lamed, it's like a snake. Shekifu halachos kachnai zev etimuhu. We wrapped around this like a snake, and we declared it tamei. Why? Because we don't hold like him. V'tanya, osu hayom, that day, heviu kol ha'tahayros shetihi Rabbi Elazar, all the things that fell on this kli, after the mace fell on it, all the things that he said are tar, they came and they made everything tamei, right? V'sarfum lefanav, and they burnt it, ulu b'sof, barchuhu, and in the end, they put him into cherim. I mean, it says they blessed him, it doesn't mean that, it just means it's the opposite. They put him into cherim, right? So what do you see from here? Another example, the Gemara says, well, yeah, it's true. That whole story is in Mishnayos. But the last part, the part about the Cheirim part, that's not in Mishnayos. That's a Braisa. Afilu l'hachi, nidim b'masis l'otan. It doesn't say in the Mishnah they put him in Cheirim. That's a Braisa. V'alachavta al mekamos hecha mishkachat la. Hecha mishkachat la. So where are these 24 places? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, medama milsa l'milsa, he would compare one case to another case. In other words, this is a situation where, like, you really, this is a very fine line. When is a Tana allowed to have an opinion? And when does it become so minority that by you sticking to your opinion, you're really being mezal to the Chachamim, like Rabbi Eliezer? When does that happen? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? Yeah. He said, I found 24 cases like that, where like they just bombarded him that he's wrong, and he wouldn't change his mind. So I found 24 cases like that. And Rabbi Eliezer, lo madame, milsa la milsa. Listen, they're entitled to, I'm not entitled to my opinion. I can't argue on Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Shmuel can. Rabbi Meir can, all these people can. So So just because they became a sort of outvoted, right? Beis Shammai is allowed to have their opinion. We don't say, well, let's put Beis Shammai in Chayr because Beis Hillel. We don't say that. Rabbi Shimon Levi, he found 24 cases where I guess that line started to get crossed, and he felt okay. Now it's time that they're just wrong. You know, again, when you make that line, that's a very good question. But I guess he felt there were 24 cases like that, and Rabbi Elazar said, no, it's not true at all. They're entitled to their opinion. Good? Okay. Yeah.
The first time in Shas.
He's also the last time in Shas, by the way. Right, the Gemara says he was the first one in the base of Edish, and he was the last one to leave. Right? It's an open Shas and he closed the Shas. Doesn't really close Shas, it's not so true. Because the last Mishnah in Shas is not really a Mishnah. Second to last Mishnah is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Third to last Mishnah, he's the last person mentioned. Yes, it's true. Okay. Next. What?
And he was right.
Next. Nosi Amita v'chalufein. Then we said that when they come to the funeral, right, the guys that are carrying the coffin, so it depends exactly where they are. So Tanur Rabbanan. Ein motzi en esamei samach l'kriyashma. We don't even start a levaya near kriyashma, because all you're doing is making people not be able to say kriyashma. So don't start a levaya then. V'im hischilu, but if you did start, ein mafsikim. Then you don't have to stop. Ein, is that true? For Rabbi Yosef, afku samach l'kriyashma. Rabbi Yosef's levaya was right by kriyashma time. So well, Adam Chashim Shiny, for a Talmud Chacham it's different. So then we said, Shalafnei Hamita, Shalacha Hamita. Tanur Rabbanan, for Oskim, Behespid, and those that are busy in the Hespid, Bizman Shameis Muta Lefnehen, if the Mace is Namish right there, Nishmatin Echad Echad Vikarin. Each person should slip away and say Shema. Eina Mace Muta Lefnehen, if the Mace is not there, let's say someone died in New York. Right, but the relative lives in Chicago. He's too old. He's too. So he couldn't travel. So they're having a levaya in Chicago. The relative is there, but there's no mace here, right? But the relative is there. They're having a levaya type of thing. So hein yoshin v'korin, they can say shema. V'hu yoshin v'domim, he sits there. He's not saying shema. Why? Because he's not chayav in mitzvos. Hein omdim u'mispal v'hu omer u'matzik olavet hadim. They daven. He's matzik the dim. Omer, he says, ribono olavim, har bechatos lefanecha. I did many sins. V'lo nifrais b'meni echad mini elef. And I wasn't paid back even one of 1,000. Right? Yiratel mufanach Hashem alokeinu. Shetigdor pirtosenu. You should break down the separation. Pirtos kalam chameis yisrael b'rachamim. Everything should be with rachamim. Amar Abaya. Lo lebay leil inish l'mem rachachi. A person shouldn't say that. A person shouldn't say what? A person shouldn't say... What exactly shouldn't he say? A person shouldn't say... That I haven't been paid back one-thousandth of what I deserve. What are you saying that for? Why not? Da'amar b'shua ben Levi, v'chein tanam b'shrein d'Rabbi Yosei, l'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. You don't have to open up and give the satan more things to go to Hashem about. You don't have to do that. Right? You don't have to do that. Amar b'yosei, v'maikra, shenemar kimat kisdom hayinu. Someone said, we will like Sodom. That's what he said. Maya Hadabe, Lehu Navi, what does the Navi say? Shimu Devar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom. The next thing you know, you're already you're a big shot. You're an officer of Sodom. You're on the board of Sodom. You're a congressman from Sodom already. Right? Shouldn't do that. He quotes in the back, the Rajba says, we're running out of time, but we got to read this Rajba. The Rajba says, a fascinating part. A fascinating halacha. He says that, listen to this, I'm quoted inside. There are segulos, o dvarim ne'elamim, hidden things that are in our speech, and we can't explain them. And you should be very careful with what you say. He says, just like we have a statement, the bracha of a head yot shouldn't be light in your eyes. Right? I mean, so when the guy comes to collect money, he gives everybody a bracha. Don't belittle that. Don't belittle that. Or we have another one. Or this one. Don't open the mouth to the sultan. What, Hashem doesn't know that I didn't get... Hashem doesn't know what I didn't get what I deserve? Hashem doesn't know? Hashem knows full well. Right? So why is he... What does the statement mean? Well, don't let the sultan... Hashem needs a sultan. Hashem knows. It's a statement. We don't exactly understand why it works. But there's some truth to it. And there's some idea to it. Just like, and you shouldn't miss. He says, just like we don't know. Listen to this. Gam chachmei philosophim. Any yichol mitein tam usgulas Haniglos Lein Kol Basafu Ba'avonim. Everybody knows there are certain properties of grass or stone, Ukeven Hasho Eves Habarzel, called a magnet. Everybody knows a magnet works. Nobody knows why it works. Says the Rajba. Everybody knows it works. Why does it work? Nobody has any clue. Does anyone know to this day why it works? Nobody knows. But everybody knows it what? We know how it works. We know why it works. Do we know why? Maybe now we know. So says the Rajba, there are many things we know. That we know they work. We just don't know why. So too, there are things out there. There are statements in the Gemara. They do work. Why? I don't know. And then he says, don't call people a priest or these types of things or a mumar or a mamzer. Shouldn't call people these things. Why? For the same reason. What are you calling people that for? There are kochos and there are ideas like that that you shouldn't do those things. So you're opening up a can of worms. Hashem knows anyways that guy's not a mamzer, and Hashem knows anyway what you deserve, what He's given you. You don't have to say it. Why? I'm not exactly sure why. And the Rashi didn't know why either, so I don't have to know why also. Okay. Vamar of Yosef, Mike. Oh, we said that already. Kivru es hameis v'chazu im yichol lahaspiv v'ligmor kula in. If you can finish the whole Shema, good. Avo perek echad or pasuk echad lo. One perek, one pasuk. No, you shouldn't really start if you can't finish. For me, it's not true. Kivru es hameis v'chazu im yichol lahaspiv v'ligmor filu perek echad or pasuk echad. So you have another statement that says no. As long as you can finish one perek or one pasuk. Hachi nami kamar, that's what he meant to say. Im yichol lahaskil, if you can start, v'ligmar, afilu perek echad, apasak echad, before you have to come back to the funeral, ad shelo yigiyu l'shura, before you can get back into that line, yaskilu, at least you say that much, v'yimlat, you can't even say that much, lo yaskilu, don't even start. Okay, next. V'omrim bashura, if you're in the line, tana rabbanan, shura harowe pnima petura, if you're inside, you can see the avel, your pater, shen harowe pnima chayavet. If you came because you're part of the family or you're a friend and you came to the Levaya to show your respects, then you're potter. But if you came because you have nothing to do today and you want to see one of these yentas, you want to see who's there and who this and who that, then you don't have to, then you're not, what are you doing there? So then you chayav, even if you're sitting right, mamash, right in front of the oval. Okay? Exactly. Exactly. He's a good. But then he can say Shema. Fine, very good. Now, this next Gemara is apparently here for no reason. It might be here at the same people who said it, or it's going to touch on not being mezalzeh to Minhag HaChamim in a different kind of way, and that's why it's here. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamotzi Klayim Bebigdo. If a guy goes out wearing shatnez, a guy's wearing shatnez, you know he's wearing shatnez. How do you know? Because you know that suit has shatnez in it. And you know it's a machlokas if the guy knows or not. So the machlokas if the guy is wearing it, does he know? That's a machlokas. We'll get to that in a minute. Hamotzi klai bebigdo. Says the Gemara very simply. A guy's walking out with shatnez. Poshton afilu bashuk. You take them off in middle of the street. The guy's going to walk around without any clothing on. Why? Why? So first we get to why in a minute. Says the Rush. We're talking about you yourself. You yourself went out into the street, and then you realize, oh, I'm wearing klayim. You're not allowed to run to your house, and now you know you're wearing, you forgot. Then you remind yourself, oh my goodness, I can't believe I put that suit on, I was supposed to have that checked. I know it's klayim in there, I know it's shatnez. Take it off in the middle of the street. That's what the Rush says. What about someone else? What if you see someone else, says the Rush, and the guy doesn't know, but you know, says the Rush. You don't have to tell. You don't have to say anything until he gets to his house. Why? Because because what? Kavod Abrios. Kavod Abrios beats a Oraisa on someone else. Says the Rush. Yes, it seems to be that way, right? The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam says no. You see somebody wearing shatnez, you know for sure he's wearing shatnez. You have to rip it off. So what they say is they're not arguing. The Achronim say they're not arguing. Depends. If he's wearing it b'mezid, then you pull them off. If he's doing it b'shogig, then you don't have to say anything. Okay? That's basically what's going on. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this Shulchan Aruch. Haroe klayim shel haTorah al chaveiro, afilu haya mahalech bashuk, right? Kofetz lo v'karo alav miyad. You rip them off. Vafilu haya rabo. Even if he's your rebbe, v'yesh lomar dim haya lo v'shogig. If he only did a b'shogig, he doesn't know, but you know. So ein sarach lo lo bashuk. You don't have to say anything in the shuk. Mishum kavod abriyot. Okay, v'im haya shel divrayim. If it's only shaitan the rabbanon, and for me, you also don't have to say anything. Okay, so it's a hybrid conclusion. Next, now we're going to get to this. My timer. What's the reason for this? So we're not going to get to the reason until all the way at the end of the daf. We're probably not going to finish it now. My timer. Why? Ein chachma v'ein tvuna v'ein eitza l'neged Hashem. There's no chacham, there's no tevu. Not when it comes to doing an avera. Doing an avera, there's no chachmas. You're wearing chanas, take it off. Kal makom sheyesh chil Hashem, whenever there's a chil Hashem, ein chalk and kavod l'rav. We're not very interested in the kavod of the guy. Okay? You hear that? They'll tell you a lot of things. Right? Meisvei, wait a minute. Now we're going to have a lot of questions on this din. Kavurat hames, the burying a mace, the chazru, and the returning, right? V'lefnehem beis drachim. And there are two ways to go back to the house, to go back to the Avil's house. Echaz tohora, vechaz tmeya. One's a Torah path, and one's a Tamei path. Baba tahira, banim of a tahira. If the Avil walks down the Torah path, everybody walks with him. Baba tuma. Bani ma b'tuma, right? Ba b'tuma, bani ma b'tuma, mishum kvodo. If the avil goes down the tamei path, then everybody, because of his kavod, you follow him down the tamei path, even if you're a kohen, so you're going to become tamei on the kavod of somebody else? Didn't we just say you don't violate an avera to someone else's kavod? What? We're assuming. Amai, why is this halacha? Lema, ein chacham, ein tvuma, neged Hashem. How can I walk down that path? I'm a kohen. I'm not allowed to go down that path.
Why can't you become tamei?
Because it's an issue for a kohen to become tamei. Only a kohen. Only a kohen. No. The avil's returning out of the house, and the custom was everybody would follow. They buried the mace, and now the avil's going
to
his house.
People who buried him are all the way back with the avil, right?
Correct. So the avil's leading the way. The avil's leading the way.
Oh,
so maybe he was outside. It can only be a kohen, right? It can only be a kohen. Yeah, it can only be a Kohen. Anyway, so the answer is nah, it's not such a kasha. Tergamor of Ava Beit HaPras. It wasn't a Malkum Tomei Midaraisa. It was a suffix. There used to be, somebody has a story here that 200 years ago there was somebody buried here. We don't know anything. We never saw a grave here. We never buried anybody here. There's an old rumor, an old wives' tale. It could be it's true. That's what we're talking about. That's not a vadai. The rabbanon. So what you do is when you come to such a place, you blow, and if there's any bones, whatever, they'll get moved up. If a beis hapras was once plowed, it's tar anyway. Why? Because anybody who was buried would become exposed, and they would get rid of the bones. So that's the kind of tome place we're talking. We're not talking about a real cemetery. A real cemetery, in the Hanami, he wouldn't be able to go in, the Kohen. We're not talking about that. We're talking about it was a suffix, an old suffix. All right, for that already he can go. Toshma. Who, by the way, was a Kohen. Medaglin, Rashi says, Medaglin hayinu agabi aronos tol mesim. We used to jump over the coffin, the tombstones of the mesim. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that. I can't mean that. Likros Malchai Yisrael, to go visit the Malchai Yisrael. Right? Not only to visit Jewish kings we did that. Tamai, what gives us the right to go to a cemetery, to go pass through a cemetery to visit a king? Lema in Chachma in Tzvuna v'Netzel Neged Hashem. Right? How can I violate? How can I become Tomei to visit a king? So Gemara says, Kid Ravad, Amar Dvar Torah, Amar Ravad, Dvar Torah. Ol, the rule is like this. Ol, what's the problem with walking in a cemetery? You're going to pass over a dead person. However, the rule is, if there's a tefach of space between the person and the top of the coffin, or the ground, there's a tefach of space, then the tumah doesn't go out of the coffin. If there's no space, then the tumah goes up to the sky. So we're talking about a place where there was a space, so there's no issue to walk there. There's no reason why you can't walk there. There's no reason why you can't walk there. The tumah doesn't escape. Right? Correct. So they're machmer, and we're not sure. But in Israel, by the way, they don't bury with coffins. So this doesn't even apply. Right? There's no space between you and the grave, in the ground. They bury you, and then they just cover you with dirt. In America, it could be that there's a space. True. Anyway, Dvar Torah, it's still Durabana, maybe. Torah's Ohel, Kol Sheyesh B'Chalal Tefach. If there's a halal, a space of a tefach, chotis in their tumah. The tumah doesn't escape. She ain't bo halal tefach. If there's no halal, then ain't a chotis in their tumah. Then the tumah does not get stuck, and rather it escapes. The rov aronos yesh behen halal tefach. Most aronos have a tefach. Most do. The v'gazru al she yesh behen mishum she ain't behen. We made a zero. Since some don't, made a zero. Umishum kavod malachim lo gazru be'rabanon. And the Gzera didn't apply when it came to the covenant of Malachim. That's what's going on over here. Ein chinami, fivada, you cannot go to the cemetery, even to visit a king. You can't go in. Next, Toshma. Gavad kadal abrios, shadok has lo sasei shabbatorah. Gavad is so great, it even is docha lo sasei in the Torah. Really? Vamai, why is that true? Lema, ein chachma, vein tvuna, vein eitze neged Hashem. How can a kavad abrios be docha lo sasei? So we're going to answer now. Tirgumar Rav Bar Shva. Kameh Dev Kahana. We're talking about Balav de Lo Sasser. It's the Lav of Lo Sasser. What Lo Sasser means, that whatever the Chachamim say, you have to listen to them. So why is that Lav different than any other Lav? So Achichu Aleh, Lav, they laughed about that. Lav de Lo Sasser, Daraisa, it's a Daraisa. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Kahana, Gav Rav Amar Milsa, a great man said such a thing. Lo Sachichu Aleh, don't laugh about that. Call mili derabanan any derabanan as mechinu alav de lo sasser. We're talking about a derabanan. When we said lo sasser, we didn't mean the asay of lo sasser, the arise of lo sasser. We meant a din derabanan. What gives the right for the rabanan to make dinim? It says lo sasser. So really, we're talking about a derabanan. Yeah, a derabanan does fall away for kavod abrios. Umishum kvodo sharu rabbanon. The rabbanon will matter it. And Rashi says that's why on Shabbos you're allowed to use stones to go to the bathroom, which you used to do in the olden days. Aye, they're muksa. Yeah, muksa is the rabbanon, and for kavod abrios it's mutter. You hear that? That's why if a person's in a karmelis, which is only a place the rabbanon, and his tzitzis rip, and now he's all embarrassed. It's okay, because only a derabanan and kavod abrios does beat a derabanan. It doesn't beat a daraisa, but it beats a derabanan. Okay, next. Toshma. It says like this in the Torah. V'hisalamta mehem. And you should turn away. You see a lost object. Sometimes you're allowed to turn away. Sometimes you're not allowed to turn away. Hakketen, what's the story? Imha yakoein, if you're a kohen, behiva beis akvaros. And the thing is in the cemetery. How can a kohen go into the cemetery? Right? Oh, hayizakein. Or is it old man? Veinel fi kvodo. And it's not his kavod. Oh, or shahay shemalach the mubim shal chavero. Or he's a brain surgeon, and you need him, and he need, and you call him up and tell him, listen, can you do me a favor? Have a balloon. Well, you know, the kids' balloons? It fell down the sewer. Can you go get it? It's going to take me 3 hours to get that. He doesn't have to go. So too, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't have to go. It's not his cover to go sit there on the floor in the sewer with a chewing gum to pick up your... doesn't right? Doesn't have to do these things. Now we're bishalamta, right? Therefore it says bishalamta. So wait a minute. Am I? Why doesn't the brain surgeon have to go? Lema, ein chachma, ein tmuna, vein eitz neged Hashem. Kavod HaBrios, which is what we're talking about over here, right? Beneath his dignity. It's beneath Ramosha's dignity to go get a ball under the car. It's beneath his dignity to do that to him. Right? You're going to make him do that. Get down on his hands and knees and go search for your thing under the car. It's beneath his dignity. What do you mean it's beneath his dignity? It's not saying the Torah to go be Hashem's Aveda. Why is it beneath his dignity? It's Gemara and Shiny Hassan. Because the Torah said that. The Torah said such a thing. The Torah is built into the Torah. Right? It's built in. So the Gemara says, "V'ligmar minei." So why can't we make that the rule? That should be the rule for always. Just like by Hashavas Abeda, there's a din of dignity. So too by everything, there should be a din of dignity, right? So the Gemara says, "No, isurim mimamona lo yalfinan." You can't learn out isurim from money. You can't say to Ramosha, "Listen, I can't ask you to get it on your hands and knees and go search for my ball under the car. That I can't ask you to do. So just like I can't ask you to do that, I'm not going to take your shirt off when a shot is, and you don't know and I know, or you know and I know. I can't do that. When it comes to an isser, even Rav Moshe finds it, you're going to take your shirt off. Why? Because he doesn't beat a daraisa. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, the pasuk said it's different. Money's different than isurim.
I understand the case of a zakim and a rav, but what's the case of a coin going into a basic forest? What's that have meant to say that by Shabbos Aveda, a coin would have
to? Right, it's a good question. It's a good question. Right, so you regular what? Right, why should he have to? Because say dochalosa say. So the truth is, we have to stop now because we ran out of time. That's the next case. The next case is a nausea. What? What's the losa say? So we're going to get to the next of a meis mitzvah. Even a meis mitzvah, nobody stops, nobody stands in the way of a meis mitzvah, even a kohen. It's a good question. So unfortunately, we ran out of time. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.